Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. on calbanyan.com. And boy, do we have a special, special episode for you today. This is our 500th episode. And we've even got a cake here for you guys to see. Now, if anybody wants to come by today and have a piece of that cake, it'd be fine. But here it is. 500 episodes. I'm so happy, so proud. And to make this even better than just having a cake, I have three of our co-hosts here. You folks all know them if you've been following the program. We have Celeste, we have Brenda, we have Erica. Of course, Brenda and Erica are our current co-hosts, and Celeste is our very, very first co-host. So what are we going to do with this? Well, besides eating cake later on, we've decided that, you know, what would be really great is if everybody that's been a part of this show can share one, two nuggets that they got from doing this show that maybe they might not have learned or you might not have learned by just doing your hypnosis practice. So let me get started off, as they say, with no further ado. I have Celeste Hackett. You guys, you should go back there to when I first started working with a co-host. I selected Celeste Hackett because she's a former radio host, and she's got the gift of gab, and she's smart, and she's beautiful, and she is a full-time hypnotist. She's a five-pather, a true believer, and I just knew that we would find things to talk about as working together. So with no further ado, what do you say, Celeste Hackett?
Happy 500th, everyone. I got a noisemaker. And I don't eat cake right now because I'm on a diet, so I have a celebratory mango. So, yay!
Just write 500th on it instead of icing.
Yes.
Just get an edible marker.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right. Good. Thank you, Celeste. And you'll be sharing your nugget here in just a little bit. And let's
That's
see
right.
here. I got to click something here. Bam, on my computer. All right. Now we got Brenda Titus. You all know Brenda Titus if you've been watching recently. She comes from the world of doing regular talk therapy, working in a rape crisis center, and then we had her move over into our world. She left that world, got into our world, went full steam ahead. She went from classroom to clients in just a couple of weeks. She's full-time at our center. Now, you folks that have been following us know that we are transitioning right now from our location in Tustin, California, to our location in Plano, Texas, which happens to be where Celeste lives. And let me tell you what. So Brenda is, she kind of grew up here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center as a hypnotist, and now she's going on to having her own office. We're so excited for her. So let's see, Brenda's done 78 episodes. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thanks so much for having us all here today, actually. I remember back when, before I actually came to become a hypnotist, I remember that episodes 100 and 200 were very valuable episodes for introductory information before I started actually becoming a hypnotist and doing my training. I was here, actually, at the center the day that you were filming episode 300 with Meredith. I wasn't quite on the podcast yet, and so I'm really, really pleased 4 years later, actually, to be here on episode 500. I feel like this is a really incredible opportunity, actually, and really something to be very proud of. And Cal, actually, before we go on to Erica and her introduction, I would actually like to take an opportunity real quick to introduce everybody to you. Is that okay?
Sure, let's do it.
All right. So everybody, you know, we wouldn't all be here if it weren't for Cal Banyan. Cal Banyan is the hypnosis celebrity and authority. Cal has won every single award in the profession of hypnosis awarded by the National Guild of Hypnotists, one of the oldest organizations of hypnosis in the United States, or maybe even in the world. I'm not quite sure on that. But Cal has written two books, he's written three books, but I especially wanted to think today about hypnosis and hypnotherapy, as well as The Secret Language of Feelings. However, of course, his third book on hypnosis business is actually extremely important too. I really think that, you know, Cal has been such a revolutionary force in hypnosis, in the field of hypnosis, to bring these 500 videos to you. Almost every week we've got something. He's been doing this for years and years and years. He developed five path hypnosis, seventh path self-hypnosis. He's out there really supporting and guiding the future of hypnosis out there in the world. And I'm just really thrilled to be here and to be part of episode 500.
All right. Thank you, Brenda. I'm so glad to be here with everybody. 10 years of doing this, 500th episode. And now let me introduce Erica. Erica, on all three of these hypnotists, are five pathers, true believers. They're trained also as seven path teachers, and they've gone from classroom to clients. They're all full-time. This includes Erica. Erica comes from the world of computers and problem solving, and she's had been doing that for years and years. And one day she decided, I want to work on the greatest computer in the universe, as far as we know anyway, and that is the human mind. She switched over from learning how to program computers to helping people program and deprogram and then program themselves for success. So she's had, let's see here, 52 episodes. How you doing, Erica?
Hi, Cal and Brenda and Celeste. It is such an honor to be here with each of you guys today. I'm doing great. And you know, we did the 400th episode. I don't recall when that was, last year, a couple of years ago, and just had a great time. And isn't it awesome just to be back here for the 500th? I'm just really honored to be here today.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You know, as we're doing this, I mean, episodes of the past are swirling around in our mind. And for you folks, we're going to do something at the bottom of the screen down here, right down there, on calbanion.com, where we have all these episodes. I'm going to put links to episode 100, 200, 300, so on, because in those we typically mention, they're special episodes, like in number 100, we talk about, you know, our favorite episodes of the first 100. And in 200, I believe we do the same thing. And so it'd be a really good place to start. So if you're just getting into our videos at this point, this is a great time. We'll put some links down below. By the way, if you're watching this anywhere except calbanion.com, you want to go there because that's where the links to all the other podcasts are and all the supporting material, images, links, texts that go with it. All right, now here comes the part where we share some stuff with you. So I'm going to go down my checklist here, and each of these podcasters, these co-hostess, these hypnotists have said, I'm going to share a couple of nuggets with the audience. So let's start off with Celeste. 100 plus podcasts. What did you get from all that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. First of all, I want to say I'm so honored to be with these other ladies and all the co-hosts that would be, you know, after me. I guess I was the one that went before, but all the ones that went after me, I just bow to all of you, and particularly the two ladies here, Erica and Brenda. And what did I get out of all of this? Well, first of all, I had to learn the material. I had to learn how to do Five Path because I had to really talk about it as if I really knew what I was talking about. So I got pretty good, not only from seeing clients, I was already fairly good, but then I honed my understanding of the process a bit more by actually having to verbalize how it's done and that sort of thing. And my confidence grew. And as my confidence grew, I thought, well, maybe I can teach this. So I, my husband and I worked together to open a state licensed school. And then I had to know the material even more. And my sessions got better. I had more success. My success rate was more dependable. And the referrals came in. There were a lot more referrals. And then I started making really good money. I've never been very shy about talking about the money. It's been a very good income for me. I'm pretty shameless about, you know, saying, oh, I make good money at this and I help people. I actually like that. And so that's what I got out of it. But I do want to mention one other thing, because I was trying to think about what could I talk about that might be a little different. And I thought about this because, you know, not many people would probably talk about this aspect of what we get out of it, except for maybe me, being that I'm shameless. And one of the things I've really, really enjoyed is the celebrity part of this. It has been a blast. I'm a Gemini. I like people coming up to me and going, Celeste, I saw you on the podcast. And people just walk right up and talk to me. And since I love people, I love that. And it also just gives me a chance to get to know various hypnotists, because usually this will happen at the big convention in August with the National Guild of Hypnotists. And I get to actually help people grow their business or answer their questions about, you know, training or marketing and that kind of thing. And so it ends up that you end up helping people just by people feeling like they know you and that they can come up to you. It's just been really fun to enjoy the celebrity part of this as well.
Awesome. And so you just become more and more used to stepping up, because then you were invited to speak. I mean, you spoke at the convention, you were invited to speak at Solid Gold, you've emceed at Solid Gold, you now write for the Five Path IAHP Journal and the National Guild of Hypnotists Journal. And so all these things, one of the things I think that I really saw in you as you grew was this willingness to step up and accept the next challenge. Would you agree with that?
Oh, you meant all of that stuff. Yes, that too. I got all that out of it. I got all of that out of it too. Yes, I would definitely say once I stepped up, there was no stepping back. I just kept having to step up more and more and more. And it's been so much fun. And I want to thank you for, you know, always including the co-host from the past, because I'm one of the ones from the past, always including us in times like these for helping to build this. And you're just an amazing leader. And I just appreciate being a part of it and kept in the loop.
Thank you. And who knows, we may have you back as a special co-host from time to time. How's that sound?
Well, since you're moving to Plano, that only makes sense. I'm going to be right down the street from you, so I'll be more than happy to do that.
I'll just throw a rock at your window, and if it doesn't break, you can call me. All right. Thank you, Celeste. Let's begin on here to the next person. Let's move to Erica. So you got some nuggets for our audience, Erica?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, there are so many things that I've gotten out of this call. It's really hard to narrow it down to a nugget or two. But I think there's a couple of things that really stand out to me that I want to share that are important. The first really is I had to think about things in a way while I was in session with clients, and in order to prepare for the show, that type of a thing, the episodes that we were creating, in order to share the information and make what I was learning in session with clients and everything that Five Path teaches, to make it repeatable. And so that is what I found extremely valuable. Like, I'm thinking about how is this working in a way that I can teach it, right? And make it repeatable. And from there, then the second thing that I found really, really valuable is the community, of course, and kind of the things that Celeste was talking about, where we put this information out there and now people are responding and they're adding to the information. So ultimately, bottom line for me is being a part of something that is pushing the profession forward. That's what I would say is, you know, most valuable to me, actually being a part of this program and helping grow the profession and making it better by continuing to improve upon our techniques, knowing what's working well and sharing it with people.
You know, I was thinking as all these co-hosts, they came onto the show earlier on in their career, and I wish I could have, at the beginning of my career, had an hour with a great like Gil Boyne, once a month to sit there and ask questions. And that's what you guys get to do, is to just bring your questions and questions from the audience and questions from like our Yahoo group, Five Pathers and hypnotists from around the world. So that's awesome. Good. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Eric. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's a really good point, Cal. I mean, I love how at any point I feel confident in what I'm doing with clients, or I see in some of my students, because I'm also a trainer, is that I have a community of people that I can go ask. So there is never any lack of confidence in knowing that, hey, you know what, we're going to figure out an answer to this one way or the other. So it's really great to have you here so we could ask these questions of, and the rest of the Five Path community and the Hypnosis Etc. fans and community as well.
Cool. Thank you so much. Let's see here. Brenda, share us some nuggets.
All right. So today, actually, I love hearing what Celeste and Erica share. And we didn't compare notes before we came here. And so I kind of thought, oh my gosh, I hope we have different things. And I love that we each come at this with such a different angle. But in the end, actually very similar as well. So I really wanted to talk about collaboration and teamwork. I think that was, in the end, one of the most significant things that I really got out of being a part of Hypnosis, etc., for the last 4 years. So when I think about collaborating and teamwork and really even partnership, first that starts with Cal. And Cal, what I learned from you so very early on, when you said you didn't want to be the lone hypnotist, when you started your center, you built it in such a way that there would be other people working in your center. And of course, I have benefited from that personally and professionally in ways that are unimaginable. And I'm so incredibly thankful for that opportunity that I've been able to really be a part of actually learning from you and learning with you directly and being here at the center and learning from Maureen and being a part of Hypnosis, etc. was also kind of, for me, part of being at the Banyan Hypnosis Center and really launching my career. And so, of course, I've benefited extremely greatly on that, and I'm so very thankful. But then when I think about what I learned from being a part of this podcast, as well as the philosophy of the Banyan Hypnosis Center and Cal and Maureen, is really then I was able to partner and have teamwork and collaboration with amazing people. Very early on, actually, Erica and I, did a series of podcasts together, and that was such a blessing, actually, to me, because I learned. Oh, shoot, I'm just going to start crying. Sorry. I learned about friendship, actually, and being able to have a professional relationship in a really unique way with Erica. And that actually translated onto working with other people, in the hypnosis profession. The last couple of years working with Celeste as well and partnering with her on different projects and then on with other people within the hypnosis profession. And I really apologize, everybody, because the reason I'm getting weepy about it is because today's my last episode. And apparently that's a little emotional. I was thinking I was going to be okay about that. I'm super excited for everything that I've learned from being on this podcast. And now I get to go off and technically actually be the lone hypnotist. I'm going to open my own center. And I have a lot of plans actually for how I'll collaborate and partner and have teamwork with people all over the place because of everything that I've learned from being on this podcast. So Cal, I'm going to send it back to you for a second so that I can recover from my little crying fit.
Okay, Brenda. You know, as I say in class, at the last day of class, I say, this is not an end. This is a beginning. And for Five Pathers, we are a community and we have a relationship with one another where we support each other. And so we have our reunion every year at the National Guild of Hypnotists convention. And who knows, we may have some kind of some get-togethers of our own in the future. And while Brenda's getting herself together, I want to talk about the future for just a second. But this is the 500th episode. And so, 499 of them are in the past. And what I want to talk about is, what are we going to do in the next 500? The next 500, I really want to make a commitment to continue to put out fun, interesting, informative, and inspirational podcasts for people who are thinking about coming into the profession. Very, very important. They are our future. And for the people who are already in the profession, to enable them to have nuggets every week that lift them up. It has to do with learning new techniques, building confidence, and also how to run their business, how to make their business work better. So that's really a big part of our commitment for the next 500. We want to encourage people to constantly grow. Every profession is a stepping up process to take on bigger and bigger tasks. For example, if right now you're more of a script notist, you know, reading scripts and you're bored with that, well, you should be, because you're better than that. It's time to learn five path if you're not already a five pather, and start learning age regression. Start learning forgiveness work, parts work, this kind of stuff in a systematic fashion that gives you confidence. So that's what I see as the future for us and the profession. I see a future where the profession goes to where we can universally call ourselves either hypnotists or hypnotherapists and be counted among other professionals like occupational therapists or physical therapists, and regularly receive referrals by doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists, as well as working with normal everyday people with normal everyday problems. Are you ready, Brenda, to continue?
I'm back. Yes, thank you, everybody. I so apologize for that. Like I said, you know, I've learned so much from being on this podcast, and I have incredible gratitude for that. And I'm not sad about the future. Actually, I was sitting here kind of thinking about that. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for the future for the Banyan Hypnosis Center and what is going to happen for Five Path and Cal and Maureen as they move on to Texas. And I'm so very thrilled about that. I, of course, am also so very thrilled about my future, too. I have a beautiful office that I'm so thrilled for, and I learned so much from the Banyan Hypnosis Center about how to build a gorgeous office and an effective office, and so I'm just very thrilled for the future, and I'm thrilled for the future of hypnosis, etc. Of course, I will still, you know, Celeste has always been a part of former co-hosts, and so I hope to be included in things as well, because I plan to, you know, continue promoting the podcast and encouraging people to listen and ask questions. And so, you know, I'm not going anywhere. And I just think that the future is so bright for Five Path and for this podcast. And it's just going to be a wonderful thing.
Awesome, Brenda. Hey, you know, as we're doing this, I want to go through a quick little list. And that is gratitude. Thank you so much to all of my co-hosts, Celeste Hackett, Meredith Locker, who's done something like 70 podcasts, just got an email from her the other day letting her know that we're doing this. L. Ron Ferguson, he's done, I don't know, maybe like 50 podcasts. And then, of course, Brenda and Erica. I also want to kind of send out some gratitude to special guests we've had on the show, like Dr. Dwight Damon. I believe he's been on the show a few times. At least three or four episodes. Maureen Banyan talking about business and how we run the center. Kelsey Banyan, my daughter, and all of our fans. I want to send gratitude out to all the Five Pathers everywhere, and also to every single hypnotist or person who is a potential hypnotist that have been watching these podcasts. I also want to send out a thank you to our tech people, with Abby Castro. Abby just sets up everything, and she's our current tech person. She sets up the lighting, she sets up the microphone, she downloads the video, and then we have Rexon. Rexon, he is our super IT guy. He takes care of making sure all these podcasts are posted on calbanyan.com. Taylor Toussaint, who used to work here as our full-time IT guy, and then now he works as a contractor. He does the editing of the podcast, and I just want to put out some gratitude to everyone that's been involved. And there's actually been too many to mention, especially when it comes to guests on the show. Some things I've learned from this podcast, and that is how to take what some people would consider complex ideas and processes and put them into small chunks that are very digestible, so that, you know, really chunking something that and be able to give people a nugget that they can take back to their office and use it right away. One thing we learn if you're properly trained as a hypnotist is to never say oops, because your client doesn't know what you're supposed to do. And the same goes for this podcast. You know, things never go exactly as planned, right? And so when something happens that you didn't expect to happen, or something gets forgot, or something doesn't work, you just keep on rolling. And I think showmen and showwomen throughout time have had the saying, the show must go on. I'm looking at my last set of podcasts, and I've got the sniffles in it, you know, all the way through it, but the show must go on. So those are some really important things, and I recommend that hypnotists all learn to do that. Our field is a field of language. Learn how to say things in short, concise ways. Another thing is, we've got our five-path journal. It's a professional journal by five-pathers for five-pathers. And I encourage all the articles to be as close to 500 words as you can get to. Because if you want to always be efficient and effective in your communication, efficient and effective in your hypnosis sessions. So I think that's one thing that's really helped me sharpen is by having to be concise and get things stated in a way that's understandable, short, efficient, and effective on the podcast has helped me as a hypnotist. And besides that, I've gotten, you know, so much satisfaction. And feeling of legacy. You know, I believe that these videos are going to be on the internet for as long as there's going to be an internet, and there's no end in sight, right? So we've got 500 behind us. I'd like to do another 500 ahead. We're going to continue to take questions from hypnotists. We're going to continue to work with co-hosts, and together we're going to work to lift the individual hypnotist, which allows us to work together and have a permanent influence in lifting the profession. Most importantly, I want to say that I am fortunate among men, among people, in that not many people believe that they are living their calling. And I am fortunate in that, because of folks like you who will tune in and watch these podcasts, and people who come to my courses or the talks I give at the convention or Solid Gold Weekend, I believe I was born to do this. And because of you, you who are watching this video, you who will sign up for the courses, you who come to my talks at the convention or Solid Gold Weekend, you allow me to live my life's calling. And with that, I just want to send out extreme gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So with that, I'm going to give each one of our co-hosts a chance. You know, maybe they just thought of something as we were going through this, to one each put in a few more little things that they want to talk about, and then we'll wrap up the 500th episode. Woo! All right. Let's see. Celeste?
Yes. I was thinking about how you said we'd be frozen kind of in time on the internet for as long as there's an internet, and I think that's so cool, especially some of those days I had a good hair day, so that's good, you know. If I feel bad about myself, I can go look at those. But also, Christopher brought some confetti to throw because, you know, it is a celebration of 500 episodes. So go ahead, Christopher. Oh, I'm covering my face because it's a lot. So congratulations, everyone. And I want to talk to the audience for a minute. This has all been for you. We love you. You know, keep hypnotizing. If you're interested in hypnosis, seek us out because we're all friendly. We love this stuff and we love to talk about it. So biggest congratulations to all the viewers ever over time. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for being a part of this. And thank you in advance for future stuff we're going to do together. I know we're going to do great things together. All right, Erica.
Well, Cal, what came to mind for me was just that this is such an amazing time to be a hypnotist, and all of the things that we were doing with this show and everything that we can do with our clients, making the world a better place and being able to change our clients' lives one person at a time. I just absolutely love doing this. So I just want to encourage everybody out there to, you know what? It is an amazing time to be a hypnotist. So go out there and do great work.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Erica. And we're back to Brenda. Say the last final words you'll ever say on the podcast, and don't choke.
I just really want to thank everybody, actually all of you viewers out there as well, the people who have, you know, contacted me over the years with questions, with comments. I want to be clear that, just like Celeste said, we do this for you guys. We all get so much out of this in terms of our growth. However, my goal has always been what can inspire, what can encourage, what can help train all of our viewers. And so I really want to thank all of you guys as well for being a part of this process. And like he said, frozen in time, if you see me 10 years down the road, and I would love to still hear from you and say hello. So, you know, I'm not going anywhere except over to my own office, and you can always reach me still at Brenda@OC Hypnotherapy. So thank you all for this wonderful journey, and thank you to Cal and Celeste and Erica and Meredith and Elron for all being a part of this process as well. So that's it. I'm signing off.
All right, Brenda. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Erica. Thank you, Celeste, for being part of the 500th podcast and all the podcasts that you've been involved with before. And I just want to say that I want to kind of give a little challenge out to all of you who are watching this. And that is, one of the most important things you do is step up. And I talk about the idea of gold in, gold out all the time. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I got an episode about it. And what I want you to do to step up is to subscribe to this podcast. When you subscribe, somewhere on this page, on calbanion.com, where this video is, there is a link that says become a VIP. And what happens when you become a VIP is you will get instant access to every podcast we've ever done. And I will send you a message each week when we put out a new podcast. So with that, step up, and I'll see you in class. We have a link here on the page somewhere to my schedule of all the time of every class we've got. Also, keep in touch. See you at the NGH convention. See you at the Solid Gold weekend. And let's build a great hypnosis future together. That's right. Let's do great things together. Cal Banion, over and out.
This recording is the property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.